How to use Evernote to write a book. That's what we're talking about today. Hi, this is Frank Buck, and this is the place to be if you want to get organized and make it look easy. If you're a regular listener to this podcast, you know the highlight to this point in 2022 has been the release of my book, Get Organized Digitally, The Educator's Guide to Time Management. Writing a book is a large project, and seeing the successful completion is very satisfying. Is writing a book something you would like to do, but you feel overwhelmed by all that's involved? Well, in this episode, we'll look at the important role Evernote can play for you. It all starts with an idea. Ask an author about the idea that began his or her book, and you'll likely hear about some event that sparked that idea. And that's the key. A book starts with an idea. But here's the thing. Ideas come at the most random times and random places. If we're not careful, that good idea slips away. We need some place to trap that good idea. So in Evernote, create a notebook. If you have an idea for a book already, go to Evernote and create a notebook for it. That book, so to speak, could even be a master's thesis or a doctoral dissertation. Create a note inside that notebook and just start pouring the ideas that you have right now into that note. You'll refine it later. And here's the thing about refining ideas. You can't refine something that you don't have. So get the rough idea and get it trapped in Evernote. So one question you're going to have is, who's going to publish this book? The space here is too small to list the possible publishing companies and names of contacts and sample pitches that you could deliver. All of that could be an entire book in itself, and there have been such books written. You'll find much of that as you read relevant articles, listen to podcasts on that subject, and talk to published authors. The information is plentiful. The question, however, is how you're going to trap that good information so that you can find it when you need it later. Create a note for each publisher that you're considering. As you come across requirements for pitches, you'll have a place to put that information. As you correspond with publishers, you'll want to save what you send to them and what they send to you. Forward that information into Evernote. With a paid Evernote account, you get an email address that allows you to forward any email and have it create a new note within Evernote. Little by little, you'll move from ideas to polished prose. You see, nobody sits down at a blank screen and just starts writing a book, at least nobody that I know. Ideas come again at random times and in random places. In the old days, an author might keep a good supply of index cards at hand. A new idea meant pulling out a blank index card and putting that idea on it. Put those cards in order, and there's the foundation for the book. Well, in Evernote, create a note for each chapter that you foresee. And as ideas come, open the appropriate note and add the idea. Using voice input is especially easy. Open the note on your phone, tap the microphone key on the keyboard, and start talking. Now, a word about images or figures that you'll use in your book. I learned with my first book that images are created separately from the text of the book. Even in the finished manuscript that you'll submit, you will simply have notations throughout the book that say things like, insert figure 5.3 about here. What has worked well for me is to create a PowerPoint deck for each figure or image. I create a separate slide for each one of those and include a little text block that gives the figure number and whatever caption that we want to use. In Evernote, you can plan the figures that you'll include. Evernote even allows you to add a sketch to a note. Sketch your intentions very roughly with your finger just to serve as a reminder of what you want the finished product to sort of look like. When you go to your PowerPoint deck, you'll have an idea of what you want, and you can make it look nice there in PowerPoint. Next, we're going to put it in order. In your notebook, you have a note for each chapter. So periodically, go through each one of those notes and clean it up. cut and paste your ideas in the proper order so that things are logical. And then next, we'll start writing. When each note contains a fairly detailed outline of what you want in the chapter, it's time to write. I've always used Microsoft Word. You'll want to create a separate document for each chapter. Even your final submission will also likely be submitted as separate documents for each chapter. Start each one with a simple copy and paste of the contents from the Evernote note straight into the Word document. Then start editing and turning those ideas into sentences and paragraphs. But when you're done writing, you've only just begun. When you put the last period on the last sentence of the last page, a little voice inside your head says, "Done!" But you've simply completed one part of the project. Granted, the writing is the most important part, but you're looking at another 6 months to possibly a year before you'll actually hold a copy of the book in your hand. So, if writing doesn't complete the book, what does? Well, next comes lots of back and forth communication with your publisher. You'll be introduced to different people. Each one helps with a part of the process. You'll want to keep up with the name and contact information for each person. Save email correspondence to and from these people. Evernote's the place to do that. There's a cover to design, and the publisher will help you with that. Provide your ideas and let their designers put together some options for you to view. Save all those options in Evernote. A professional proofreader will go through your manuscript with a fine-tooth comb. You'll have correspondence between the two of you that you'll save. And then at some point, there's light at the end of the tunnel or a new tunnel. You'll have a date when the book will be published. But that date doesn't mark the end, and it doesn't mark the day when you're done. Again, it's a new beginning. It's an important date in your marketing. How are people going to know about your book? Well, the publisher is working with a number of authors on a number of projects, so you can't assume that their marketing department is just going to do it all for you. The work of promoting your book is going to be in your hands. So where do you turn? Well, one good source is podcast. Many podcasters are looking for guests. You'll gain ideas for podcasters that are in your area or people in traditional media that you'll want to contact. Start a note in Evernote where you'll list the contact information. And when you get a commitment from someone, such as a podcast host, create a new note just for that one. Add the contact information. Start listing questions that you would like to be asked, along with an outline of your answers. The host will likely have a few questions that they ask all of their guests routinely, so add those questions and craft your answers in that Evernote note. Add correspondence between you and the host into that note, and when the segment airs, go back and put the URL for the episode into that note. You have a story to tell. Inside each of us is a story. Don't allow that story to remain untold because of a long and detailed process. Writing a book doesn't have to be that hard, and Evernote gives you a way to trap the smallest details regardless of where ideas occur. What's your story? Create a notebook in Evernote. Create a notebook in Evernote. You'll not only start a notebook, but you'll also start an adventure. Thanks for stopping by today. And if you like this episode and don't want to miss a thing, here's the easiest way to go about it. Get on my email list. Come over to frankbuck.org and sign up right now while you're thinking about it. I'm going to give you 2 free gifts just for doing that. And then every week I'll let you know about new content that's being released. This has been Frank Buck, helping you get organized and make it look easy.